Change is afoot in the Massachusetts museum world. After 6 years leading the DeCordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln, Executive Director Dennis Coyce has announced he's leaving the museum this May for his home state of Wisconsin, where he'll be president of the Milwaukee Public Museum. Meantime, another DeCordova alum is transforming the art museum in the city of Fitchburg. Nick Capasso took the helm of the Fitchburg Museum last year after 22 years as senior curator at the DeCordova. Capasso is taking on a formidable mission: rebrand a sleepy historic institution in a diverse, economically challenged city. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Fitchburg Art Museum Director Nick Capasso is well aware of the hurdles in this community.
But it's good to have lofty goals. You know, we do want to be the best community museum in America, whatever that means.
When you paint a picture of Fitchburg's economy, it's not pretty. Before the 1960s, it was a flourishing industrial city. These days, the per capita income is about $23,000 a year, unemployment around 10%.
We have not come to this with a bunch of received wisdom that we're going to impose on this city. We're going to do what works here.
For instance, Capasso says about 2 out of 5 Fitchburg residents speak Spanish at home.
We've got 40% of the city we can't even talk to. Going forward, every time we change an exhibition or put up a new special exhibition, all the signs and labels are bilingual.
Outside, the museum's hours are posted in Spanish, too, and bilingual signage reading FAM is for everyone. Capasso and his tiny staff are planning a fall exhibition of contemporary Latino artists working in New England. They've enlisted Mario Quiroz, a Salvadoran photographer, to take pictures of Fitchburg's immigrant families. He's already started. Many of the subjects had never set foot in the museum, but later this year, Capasso says their pictures will hang on the gallery walls.
So when the community comes to the museum, they will see that they're already here.
My heart was pounding because I said, wow, we are going to be in a museum.
Mary Lou Montalvo and her family were photographed in an upstairs gallery. She's a director at the Cleghorn Neighborhood Center, a nonprofit that provides services for abused women, homeless people, and low-income kids. Montalvo appreciates the museum opening its doors to, as she puts it, the common people.
Culturally, we think that museums are for wealthy people.
The images of Fitchburg families will help change that, Montalvo says, while capturing the city's diversity.
You know, not all the Latinos who speak Spanish are from the same place. You can see Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Uruguayans, Peruvians. It's an amazing opportunity to open the doors for everybody.
We're trying to get away from the model of the museum as the temple of the fine arts.
Director Nick Capasso also wants the museum's 4-building complex to be a creative engine for the community.
When your focus becomes the community rather than the museum-going audience, it opens up a lot of territory for different role that a museum can play in a place.
The FAM's founder, Eleanor Norcross, had the same idea. She was a successful painter and daughter of a local attorney politician. Before she died in 1923, she bequeathed her home and art collection to benefit the mill workers' children. Today, Capasso hopes to attract another population to the museum. He's devoting the rotating exhibition program to New England's contemporary artists. The first show is by Jeffrey Warmoth.
Yes, we desperately need a venue for local and regional contemporary artists. There are certain venues that have set their sights on, you know, a national and international scene rather than on showcasing and giving back to the region.
Warmoth, known as Jeffu, is his own often silly subject of a new mid-career retrospective. His signature work here is called No More Funny Stuff, Four-Way Symbol Monkey.
And there are 4 variations of myself, each playing cymbals endlessly.
Warmoth lives in Fitchburg and teaches at the State University here. The school has been partnering with the museum, too. Warmoth says there's always been a fringe of people trying to harness the city's creative potential, including Mayor Lisa Wong. She calls it a matter of fostering civic pride for the future.
And that goes hand in hand with quality of life. It goes hand-in-hand with public safety initiatives. It goes hand-in-hand with a quality education. And frankly, it goes hand-in-hand with the skill sets that the kids need to succeed in the 21st century. So we're really excited that the Art Museum has been this anchor and institution here for so long. But we're also really excited to see this sort of new and renewed focus on the regionalism and on taking innate talent here and spreading that to the world.
Wong acknowledges that jobs or money created by a creative economy kick is not the only answer for Fitchburg, but she, Nick Capasso, and a lot of other people have more grand plans. One item on their punch list, convert the abandoned school next to the museum into affordable live-work space for artists. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.